The Braves were ready to go, you know, and then it was 3-2, and the bottom dropped out. And I thought I was going to text Eric when it was 3-2 and say, hey, we're coming back. But
he's not talking about rain either.
But then it was, but then it was just water under the bridge, so to speak.
He just sent these to me just now. Right,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Tuesday, September 4th, 2018 at 10 a.m. and some. We hope that all of you had a good Labor Day and a great weekend, and thank you for being here. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the August 8th meeting.
Make motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the August 8th meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I call for the vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Minutes are approved. Second item on the agenda is the public comments. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to make some comments and share a couple of minutes with us discussing whatever it is your heart desires? All right. Well, hearing none, we'll move on to item 3, which is the award of contract for the construction of the Shim Creek Pedestrian Walkway and Pocket Park. I will turn it over to Mr. DeMora, Mr. Griles, Ms. Marcy.
That's right. Well, sir, we have some excellent and contract recommendations for you. You see in front of you some lovely pictures for the future pedestrian walk at Shim Creek, and Rick has the details and will review them with us.
Great. We'll look at the slides after I complete the recommendation. I have Kevin give you a review of those. Like Eric said, we do have some good slides. This is for Phase 3 improvements to Shim Creek. It includes a pedestrian walkway that runs parallel to the bridge and the pocket park between Red's Ice House and RB's Seafood Restaurant. The walkway would include what I'd call a viewing platform and a covered shelter, and you can see the covered shelter in the picture. The walkway will be ADA compliant, and the construction time frame is about 6 months. We received 3 bids. The low responsive and responsible bidder was from Cape Romaine Contractors, and staff would like to make the recommendation to award to Cape Romaine Contractors in the amount of $1,748,000, and this is contingent on us getting the permit approval. And now we'll proceed to the slides for you make the consider the recommendation. Kevin.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. We have an exciting project here, and we got some really fantastic slides. But first, I'd like to introduce the structural engineer Jen Hayes is with us. She was with us with Phase 2 as well, and she designed this. And to my right is Cliff Hubb with Cape Romaine. He's here as well if y'all have any questions about the constructability of it. What you're showing is, you know, just the covered section. The boardwalk is going to extend from the sidewalk on the east side and end up on the west side. It's approximately 260 linear feet total. The width of it will vary. It opens up on either end, mainly between the viewing sections, is about 12 feet wide. The viewing path, well, this top right is the viewing area. That's about 16 feet wide. The handrail height is going to be about 42 inches tall, which will be consistent with Phase 2. This will be an EPA decking, a little different style of a handrail there, to make it kind of like a little special area.
In the past, right?
The next slide.
It looks like force protection there, Kevin. Is that what it is? Keep kids from falling through?
Well, obviously it is to keep kids from falling through, and we'll have, the railing is designed for, to meet the ADA specifications, which is 4 inches of space in between each one of them. It will have an elm tree. Minimum size, it'll be put in, be 8 inches, so it'll be a fairly tall tree. It'll have an upward growing canopy and be non-deciduous, which will have retain its leaves year-round. The covered bridge was positioned right off to the side of the area just to prevent the blocking from the traffic when you go over Shim Creek, so it was specifically put in that location. It will tie in the other side, and we also have the pocket park too, which is another, the third element of the of phase three. It'll have a nice entrance, brick pavers, it'll have, we're going to reposition some of the palm trees, improve the landscaping, the seating areas left, and some interpretive signage. We'll have a couple rocking chairs there towards the end. And, it's just going to be a really special place.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It looks like, a lot of effort went into this, and obvious, it's a great plan. Appreciate you all the hard work that you and staff have put into this. When do we expect that a start date? Is there any idea?
We're looking at early October. Like Rick said, we still have permitting that we still have to receive from the Coast Guard, and we've been working on that for a good year now. That in place, then we'll be able to secure a contract with Cape Romaine and then move forward with a start date. But we're hoping starts of October and be done by the time, the summer season kicks in.
Right. Committee?
Yeah, let me ask you something, Kevin. The walkway right there that's going toward the water, is that going to have access to the docks, our pocket park?
Oh, in the pocket park?
Yeah.
No, sir. It will not have access. We're going to maintain the entrance to Red's on the side, and it'll be railed off along the edge.
Just one more question. We did a little pocket park there before. It became a dog park. So I guess now, I know Red's allows people to bring their dogs in. I guess they're not going to have a place to go anymore. They'll have to find another place to go walk their dogs, huh?
We could put some dispensers or the little things out there for that if that's needed, but there's not going to be a green area.
Right.
So there's going to be some landscaping off to the side, but there's not going to be like a little dog hangout. But they're not going to be prohibited, of course.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure in case I get questions.
Can we get one of the rocking chairs dedicated to Councilman Santos? Just
checking. Yeah, a little humidor on the side.
Ms. Landing?
I don't have any questions.
No questions?
Yes.
All right. Committee?
Yes. I would like to make a motion that we award according to the staff recommendation, the contract for the Shem Creek Pedestrian Walkway and Pocket Park to Cape Romaine Contractors in the amount of $1,748,000 to construct this project contingent upon the U.S. Coast Guard and South Carolina Department of Transportation permit approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as stated. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Moving on to item number 4, the award of contract for electrical upgrades to recreational fields. who's taking this one, Mr. DeMuro? Scriles, you're the lucky candidate.
Rick's got it.
All right.
Yes, sir. In the prior fiscal year, we completed the upgrades to fields 2 and 3 at the Duffy Baseball Complex, which you know is located on Center Street at close to Mount Pleasant Academy. This year, we're completing the Duffy fields, and we're upgrading field number 1. And we evaluated the responses, and Chambers and Associates was the lowest, most responsive and responsible bidder. However, their bid exceeded the town's budget. We negotiated with them, and we got their bid amount reduced to $308,300, which is a total reduction of $5,500. Staff would like to make a recommendation award to Chambers and Associates, Inc. in the amount of $308,300. And this work will be performed during the December-January time frame. And before you consider the recommendation, we do have a slide for you, and you can will notice the low-profile lighting there, which is an improvement over the existing lighting.
Mr. Santos, you used to hit the ball out of the park over there, didn't you?
Yeah. You scored touchdowns out of there in the outfield, not hit the ball out of the park. That was your deal. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion. We approve staff's recommendation for Chambers and Associates in the amount of $308,300 to perform the electrical upgrades at Duffy Baseball Complex Recreation Field Number 1 as described by staff.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second as stated. Is there any discussion?
No.
Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Moving on to item number 5, the award of contract for police body cameras.
Yes, sir. I'll give you a little background information on this. In February 2018, we got funding. We applied with the Public Safety Body Worn Cameras Fund, and we were just recently received notification of award of the funding in amount of $62,095.55, and the remaining funding will be town funds. In June of this year, we purchased the in-car cameras and served through the state contract. We've found that they worked well. We received a sole source request from police to purchase 175 of the Vista HD Wi-Fi body cameras and the associated software from the current manufacturer of the cameras, which is the same as the in-car manufacturer, WatchGuard, Inc. These cameras are the only cameras that will sync with the in-car cameras. Due to its technology, it's a robust system, and this integrated system between the body-worn and the in-car camera system is on one platform, and it can automatically link together to provide video evidence, which makes good operation for police. The cameras, as I said, be funded from the body-worn camera fund in the amount of $62,095 and then remaining town funds. And staff would like to make a recommendation to award WatchGuard, Inc. in the amount of $246,612.50 to purchase the 175 body cameras and the associated software. And before you consider that recommendation, I have one more slide for you today. And you'll notice that the officer there is pressing that button. That's all it takes to turn on the cameras.
Okay. Rick, this is the 246 includes the 62,000 from the fund.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right. Sounds good.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion that we award, as staff recommended, a contract to WatchGuard, Inc. in the amount of $246,612 to purchase 175 Vista HD Wi-Fi police body cameras and associated software.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as stated. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Committee members, do you have anything further for this committee in particular?
No, sir.
Mr. DeMora, Mr. Griles, do you have anything for this committee?
No, sir.
Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.